There is more outrage today as the full scale of the East Wing demolition is revealed. Most of the building appears to have been ripped away.
The East Wing, as we knew it, is gone.
The construction company carrying out the demolition, Aceco, is also facing backlash. Their Google listing is being flooded with negative one-star reviews. And today, White House historians are appealing to President Trump to stop. We are deeply concerned that the height of the proposed new construction will overwhelm the White House and may also permanently disrupt the carefully balanced classical design of the White House with its two smaller and lower wings, declares the National Trust for Historic Preservation. The White House is 55,000 square feet and the new ballroom is almost twice that size. This animation shows how the new structure will dwarf the White House.
When you go to the White House, your attention is immediately going to be drawn and distracted away from the White House to this gigantic new ballroom. It's going to totally overshadow everything.